Next item on the agenda is to discuss the matter of recommendations of the task, that the task force might make on transitional implementation, and to deal with the matter of funding for beginning of that, to support that transition in the beginning of, and moving closer to, and closer to implementation. I want to bring to your attention that there are a number of considerations that we have here, one of which is funding. So in addition to a description of what we think ought to go forward in the near term in terms of moving, implementing this process, we also need to address the matter of resources and funding necessary to achieve that result. And in preparation for this meeting, and in consultation with Supervisor Haas, I thought rather than just have an open-ending discussion and start from a hole, that we would propose a sort of a resolution that would lay out some of this to help guide our discussion. So in your packet is a second resolution related to this matter. I'm not going to ask for a motion to adopt it at this point, but I want to indicate to you what some of the issues are that are raised by it so that we can have a discussion to decide whether to move to a motion. The business, the this would resolution would again recommend implementation of the business plan and concept design and for the re-envisioning of the board. So that just sort of reincorporates what we've just taken action on. The next thing would be to recommend to the board the transfer of $200,000 from the appropriation for contingencies should be transferred to the capital improvement project. That's the capital improvement project that we've been working under in terms of the task force's work. That's what that long number means. For use by the task force to extend the contract with the phase three consultants for implementation of the plan and to hire a full-time implementation project manager. The thinking is that there it would be very helpful to moving this project forward if there were a designated staff person who's in the county whose sole focus would be on pulling together the pieces of this plan and making sure that it goes forward. You know, we've all appreciated the complexity and the challenges of this. And it's the scale of just moving this forward is such that to rely on existing staff and reassigning staff to do it doesn't seem to be the best. The other aspect of having a staff person with that responsibility is that would be a county representative to work with the consultants in the continuing work so that there would be a reporting and a connection relationship between the county and continuing consulting services. Do we need continuing consulting services? We're raising in this discussion that, and I believe recommending that we see that we do. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of tasks to be undertaken that require the special expertise of financial advisors, lawyers, technical people to make this go forward. So the continuation of a consulting team. Should we start all over with a whole new group of consultants with a RFP and continue to move this forward? This task force has a lot of experience with the time commitment that goes into first formulating an RFP, getting it issued, and getting so for reasons of timing and reasons of continuity, this has been being proposed as a continuation of our relationship with the arts market-led team that made the presentation tonight. So that's probably enough at this point to raise. There's other aspects of this as well. Sylvia.
I just have a couple questions, and I don't know if they would go to the drafters or consultant. Three questions. How long is the transition going to take?
Well, the focus here is to deal with the immediate needs to keep this going during this calendar, this fiscal year, through December. But
it would be clear, so the $200,000 just gets us from here to December, and then what's the total cost of implementation of the transition?
Okay,
what would we be looking at for the
document? Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, so this resolution, again, now this is another recommendation from the task force, this task force, to the county board. This one gets very interesting because we are, first of all, we're in addition to recommending the implementation of the phase three, the business plan, and the redesign of the park and the inclusion of its many historical aspects. This recommends to the board that the county board then transfer money to continue this work and to hire a full-time implementation project manager. This would be a new position created somewhere within the county, which would be an interesting discussion for us to have, Guy, especially in light of our current travails. So first of all, this would recommend the county used money to create a new position from whole cloth to oversee the transition, the implementation of the phase three of this new revisioning of the park. And then another recommendation is the county provide more funding for this transition in the 2020 budget, right, which I know from having been part of it is even tighter, uncomfortably tied with last year's budget. So interesting pressure this puts on, it suggests, to the county board and to the county. Our recommendation is a suggestion. It does not mandate the county do anything. We have no power to spend the money beyond what is allocated to us. I'd like to move adoption of this resolution, Mr. Chairman.
I still have a few more questions.
Second?
Sorry? I still have a few more questions.
Okay.
Clarification.
Michelle has seconded. The motion is now before us. There's more to it than what I read, but
I just wanted to know that. I mean, I actually like the idea of us having a full-time person, and I wasn't connecting there. If it's going to be a county worker, and then in combination with the consultant, so it's kind of a hybrid.
Yes.
It's not just consultant; it's kind of a two-part.
And I should clarify that the recommendation that there be a person, that's not time limited just for the 4 months. The money is from this budget. You know, there's sort of two things going on here. We need money for implementation for the rest of this year through a transfer from the contingency fund. And we generally suggest that the 2020 budget needs to take into consideration the further costs of implementation in 2020.
I guess the hard part for me is that we don't have a total cost of the transition.
Yeah, well, we've got some. There are some facts and figures in the materials we have about some of those costs. Louise, do you want to go over that with us? It was in the materials that.
It is in the materials, and it's how long is the transition, and what is expensed to what? First of all, let me say that anything in the transition, with very minute exceptions, truly believe belongs to being expensed to various elements of the actual capitalization. So there's cost recovery and on virtually all of this. For example, historic tax credits, when those funds become available, pay in arrears for architectural design and engineering detailed work. Okay, so and the new market tax credits includes analysis of and the details of the business models and the partnerships and so on. So that it's a getting from here to there, and then that can come back and repay the county, perhaps. There may not be precedent for that. We'd recommend that it be looked at as something that this is almost like a short-term bridge to get some of this rolling so that those funds can come in. I don't know the way the county works with that, but it strikes me that there is over a three-year period, there's the ability to cost recover just about everything that's an upfront cost. Now, in our projections that I put together, there's a line item for capital campaign council. That would not happen in the next 6 months. It may not happen in the next year. There is the line item for the comprehensive, detailed architectural engineering, landscape architecture, road, all of those very detailed cost estimates and, all of that. That's a multi-year process as things move along. Because the domes themselves, we won't even have those studies until late November, December. Between now and the end of the calendar year, very little of that would be within this amount of money. I had recommended in discussion with Bill and with Mark that because we want to see the Boathouse Pavilion be one of the first elements, that there be some of that go in this. I think what we need to do is, and we certainly want the rest of the historic designation for the domes at the national level, that's a separate application that goes in. That needs a little bit of additional time to narrate that. So we're trying to be very judicious about what it takes to move this forward and get every piece in place. To get the opportunity zone and new market piece in place requires a detailed drill down on some of the business design as well as legal counsel. So that would fit within there. And I think that we can, that the county can accomplish an enormous amount between now and the end of the calendar year across all of these items within that as well as with staff.
Thank you.
Sure. Are there other comments or questions about the proposal? You know, the other resolve clause that I didn't write is the read is the recommending the task force recommends implementation of the financing plan, including application for the dome's inclusion on the National Register for Historic Places based on its national significance. Grant funding applications and application for the necessary tax credit structure. Now, this, because we anticipate that there may be significant grant funds available for this planning process and for this implementation, not just down the road, especially, you saw the quotation from the Kresge Foundation. They're very interested in promoting this kind of thing happening. Well, maybe they give us a planning grant and some assistance to make it happen. That's just an example. But this, if the board accepts this and goes ahead with it, it would be giving authority to apply for grants to make this thing go forward. Because the board has to give authority but it would be general with respect to all grants that are reasonably related to the implementation of the plan as it's designated. And we'd want to get the as much work in progress so that if we get a green light in the mid-September meeting, we won't have lost the time between now and then in terms of getting this stuff going. The $200,000 is just a rough estimate of what we would need, but that it appears that it would be sufficient to keep this process going for this year, for the rest of this fiscal year. Any other questions about the motion?
No.
Again, it urges consultation with the comptroller and the Council.
Questions and comments, both.
Sure.
Supervisor, to your question, I think the overall budget for transition is included in the full report, and that total is $771,000. And Guy, I think as we talk about taking questions to the comptroller, the idea of using new market tax credits or historic tax credits to pay back the county for any sort of transition funding should be one of those things that we ask him for, if that can actually happen retroactively. But third, and maybe more material, is that I think there's aspects of this particular resolution that perhaps overstep the purveyance of this particular task force. We're tasked to come up with a long-term comprehensive plan for the domes. And our previous resolution endorsed moving forward with that implementation of that phase three plan that was in the report, which included transition planning and transition funding. So it may be superfluous to actually include an additional resolution for transition if it's already included in the plus it. We're going, I think, a little bit beyond our reach in actually recommending to the board that a county resource be hired. I think it's a county resource, a full-time county employee be hired for this, that, you know, a contract extension be made and all this kind of stuff. I think it may be more appropriate for us as a group to say that we recognize that now is the time. There may be a number of reasons why we want to continue to push forward, and we would encourage that, but I think it's really up to policymakers to figure out how we go forward from this point.
Well, it certainly would be up to the policymakers. This is sort of my interpretation of the resolution before us, that it is just a recommendation with respect to a feasible path we're tasked with recommending a feasible way forward for the domes and this is one aspect of a feasible way forward. It is how do you go from general concept to implementation, and it's written as recommendations, not as action items. We aren't creating a position or funding it. We aren't forcing the county to hire somebody to a position they don't want to hire. And they can take this resolution and rip it up and say, well, thanks for your advice, but no thanks, or they can accept part of it and reject part of it. So that's my rationale for finding the motion to be in order and within the scope of the charge of the party. Michelle?
Yeah, I agree with Bill and Stu. I think you asked a really good question. What are the main risks of the project? And one is we have this window of opportunity. And I think just clarifies a recommendation to make it clear that we have this momentum going forward. We have this window of opportunity with current opportunity zone, historic, new market tax credit, and PACE, that if we stop and halt and put it on a shelf, it's just a recommendation, take it or leave it, but just clarifies.
Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Chairman, I'm going to abstain from the vote.
Bill, did you want to? Calder, now it's fine.
Did you want to have public comment before the vote?
Not on this. This is an action item, and we'll have a public comment period at the end after we get through the agenda. On, you know, we can say we make other recommendations related to these implementation or future implementation at that point. Go ahead.
On the motion that the resolution associated with item 5 be adopted, Bautista?
Aye.
Bria?
Aye.
Karen?
No.
Haas?
Aye.
Krawiecki?
No.
McCarthy?
Aye.
Ortiz-Velez?
Aye.
Smith?
Epstein.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6 ayes, 2 noes, and 1 abstention. The motion prevails.